fellas. This is Jill with your all-time jukebox. Yes, time for your all-time, and that means time for the cream of the record crop of this year, last year, and years past. These are what we always refer to as the best of the best, or all-timers. You'll remember most of them, although there's one that may be a bit too old for you. Matter of fact, I found it in a record collector's house. I'll tell you more about that old one later. Time now to play all-timer number one. It's from the book of Tommy Dorsey, and if Tommy keeps an accurate catalog of all his records, he probably has a card that reads like this. At sundown, recorded in 1945, arrangement Cy Oliver. Listen. For a tribute is Glenn Miller and his orchestra. Way back in the early 40s, I think it was 41, Glenn and the band arranged Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue, and ever since it arrived on the racks, it's been a standard seller. As a matter of fact, it's one of the few dance versions of the famous Rhapsody. They say that this arrangement was written by Jerry Gray, who also did String of Pearls, In the Mood, and lots of others. Here it is. Thank you. Here's that record that I said might be too old for you. I met a kid named Dave Snow. Dave was in the service, spent a lot of time in Europe. But before his service days, Dave collected records. Still does. Well, I checked his collection and I said, Dave, give me something special for next week's all time. Special, said Dave? That means muddy water. Well, from there on in, Dave talked about this record of muddy water. Seems it was made about 1929 or 30, and that Bix Beiderbecke was with the band, and so was Frankie Trumbauer, and the vocalist, a young fella named Crosby. This is a real collector's item. Remember, it's 20 years old, so it's a little beat, but I want you to hear it. The 1929 Whiteman Band and Muddy Water.
Thank you.
fellas, a little old and scratchy, but that's how Paul Whiteman and Bing Crosby sounded 20 years ago. And from 1929, we move up to about 1938. Alice Faye made a picture called Your Sweetheart, and Tommy Dorsey was called on to record the title tune. Tommy had a little group at the time called the Clambake Seven, with Edith Wright as vocalist. Here's their idea of You're a Sweetheart. Start the second half of your all-time jukebox. Part one had Tommy Dorsey, Paul Whiteman, Glenn Miller, and the Tommy Dorsey Clambake Seven. Part two will star Harry James, Doris Day, and Benny Goodman. The first all-timer in part two is one of those records that should have hit but didn't. I wonder why. This one on hand is a great song. The band sounds wonderful. Well, I guess the record-buying public just missed it. It's the famous September song, but a very special treatment. Gee, I think it's great. Maybe you'll all agree. Here it is. Thank you. And that was Harry James and his orchestra with their version of September Song. Next in line, Doris Day. And this all-timer is still up there in record sales. Matter of fact, it's pretty safe to say that Doris Day's record of Again will outsell all others put together. Here it is. Benny Goodman. I checked the records, and in the 4 years or so that your all-kind jukebox has been on, we played this next record 3 times, so this playing will make an even 4. It's one of those two-sided Goodman affairs, and the vocalist listed on part one is Benny Goodman himself. Notice the ride to this record. I think that the rhythm section has Slam Stewart on bass, which may account for that ride. Now, part one of Benny Goodman's Gotta Be This or That.
Be one way or the other. If it ain't full, it's blank. If you don't spend, you bank. If it ain't being, it's frank. It's gotta be this or that.
Be this or that, part one. And we paused just long enough for the record to be turned over. And on the other side, Slam Stewart gives forth with a short bass solo. Part two of Benny Goodman's Gotta Be This or That. Hope you enjoyed the all-timers. We'll have more next week, same time, same station. Thanks for listening, and try to be around for the next session with your all-time jukebox. And until I'll be G.I. jiving your way, this is Jill, and this is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.